Did you push record?
Got everything?
Yes, we're ready. We'd never, you wanna read it out like Amanda did? We've never done that, but she read the beginning and stuff. Or do you just want me to start? Cause I'm getting the little stuff. Okay, we will start the public hearing on Tuesday, June 23rd at, what is it, 7:05? We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call. Nick?
Here.
Yvonne?
Here.
Brad?
Here.
Kim?
Here.
I'm here, and Krista is here. Okay, any discussions or concerns brought up by the community members or council on the budget for 2027?
The only...
We raised it 3% COLA across the board for like raises that everyone has taken over their prices. I don't know. So if you look at your first packet, your last year budget, you budget for $165,290. This year you're budgeting $214,082. So you're up quite a bit, but that is also including your $50,000 that you are paying for your road construction that you just did. So minus that, then your number will come down. We did add $6,000 into your audit budget so you guys can potentially do an audit for this year. Last year you only budgeted $150, so that's a big increase. But when I talked to, if we hire Kimball and Roberts again, he's thinking it's gonna cost around anywhere from $55,000 to $6,000 to get you caught up. And so we budgeted
caught up.
So it's been, you haven't had an audit done in several years. And so he's got to go back into Polaris and do a bunch of work. So that's where the additional cost is going to come in.
So those self-examination, whatever they're called, wasn't... that got us over what we needed, what was required.
Yeah, and so he's going to do a different kind of audit than what was done in the couple years ago. It's more in depth, and so it just costs a little bit more, but you'll become in good standings with the state, which you probably already are.
That's where we'd rather be anyway. I mean, at least know where we're at.
Yeah.
But it's an audit that you probably should do every so many years, if not every year, is to keep not just the town's money safe, but you guys accountable too.
Yeah, and I think we voted to do it every 3 years, and I...
That's just what I was going to say.
It's probably been over 3 years.
Yeah, it keeps everyone safe.
Yeah.
And then we did change the line item to town activities, so the youth, the Easter egg hunt can go into that category now. So anything that has to do with the town activity now can go in that line item. So the Easter, I don't know who's in charge of the Easter fund, but it can be in that account now. and then your fire equipment, when I talked to Amanda, she said it was stayed this high, and so because they got a new truck, so he can fill it full of equipment.
Yeah.
And like, I might be wrong, I may be incorrect, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, and then your $50,000 in your highways and public improvements, it, last year you only had $30,000, this year you're up at $67,500, but minus $50,000 for that new road that you just did. And then, so yeah, last year, your $165,290, and then this year's $214,080. So that was from your 2026 budget to your 2027 budget, so that's where you see the difference. So your next one where it says operational, budget report. This is your 2027 budget, so this will, it will break it down to show your percentage.
On the operational, right?
Yes.
So this one, 26 expiring.
Oh, I have wrong date. Let me make some copies.
It's just, no, it's here, it's just back further.
Oh, okay.
It's here, you just gotta go back further. Go back to the one that's, begins 7/1 of '26 and expires 6/30 of '27. It's more, it's a little further back. Then what she's saying will make more sense.
Does it say state? No.
Does it say what?
State, it might say state.
Town of Sterling State Budget Report, yes.
Yeah, that's the one, okay.
Okay, I got you.
And then on page two, that shows what she was saying.
She's on page two.
And she's highlighted it.
Yeah, I highlighted all the areas that, you need to probably, that was most, your most adjustment, sorry.
So will they come every year like they used to?
That's up to you guys if you want a budget for that. So other towns around you do an audit every year, and they choose to do an audit just to keep their council accountable. And it really, it saves you in the long run if a town, it comes and say, hey, where's our money going to? You can show them by the audit, you are.
Yeah.
Everyone's being responsible, and there's nothing going on.
I mean, it sure, to me, it sure helped us.
Yeah.
I mean, because they could look at it and say, oh, this isn't right.
Yeah, it really does save everyone's.
And I'd rather know it this year than 2 years from now.
I like the audit for several reasons. All of what's been said here, but also they go into detail of separations of duties, and that's covered. They also are keeping us in check on our open public meetings, trainings, things of that nature as they go through and do our audits. I like a yearly audit. I think it's just best for everybody. I think it's the safest way to do it. I know it's expensive, but.
Put it in our budget to pay for it.
I think it's safe for everybody. I don't love the self-assessment process with the state. That's just my own opinion. I know it's there for a reason for small communities. I understand that, but yeah, I am all in favor of a yearly audit. That's just my own personal opinion.
Small communities, but it's their money.
Packet, as fee schedule. As fee schedule hasn't been updated for quite some time, it looks like it's for this town. That's something you may can update so we can help cover those costs for the future audit.
Okay, now say that again. I didn't catch your first.
There is a fee schedule.
Fee schedule, okay.
That you guys may can look at and update.
Yeah, okay.
Like a return check fee, late payment fee, water shut-off fee.
Right, and you know.
And we can pull other fee schedules from other towns around so you guys can get adjusted to see what is useful or for this area for certain fees.
Yeah, I did one years ago.
So, yeah, I think it was before you guys had an updated schedule.
You would also need to adopt that fee schedule. You'd have to change terminology in your ordinance to reflect.
We've talked about it.
You would have to change some of your ordinances. Some of your ordinances have that dollar amount.
Dollar amount in, yeah.
You would just need to change that it reflects the fee schedule.
The whatever the fee schedule is.
And then you adopt that fee schedule every year.
I mean, that's why they didn't want to do it when I done.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Absolutely.
And I.
Your code is loaded, most of your code is loaded on that CityLink platform. And I went through and reviewed it and uploaded some of it as well. So what we had is on there now, so we can start utilizing that and just start changing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think that's something we should work towards.
You never looked at what.
Get that updated.
No. No.
Impact fees, you ever looked at what everybody else is charging for impact fees? Other communities?
Other communities, not like, that's about.
Do we have any questions on the budget? For the public here?
We haven't had any situations either.
$2,700.
Really?
Well, yeah, there is.
Oh.
Because you got a connection fee and then you got an impact fee. But your connection fee is going to go to whoever does the hot tap.
Yeah. Right.
So if your budget looks okay for your next year, then we'll do the resolution, right?
Public hearing first.
Before this, okay.
Yeah, so does anybody have any questions on the budget?
Oh, no, I don't.
Budget for next year?
Yeah, next year's budget. Anybody in the crowd? Okay, then let's have a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll make the motion to close the public hearing and move into regular meeting.
I second it. Oh.
You can.
Anything financial is a roll call.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Roll call.
Roll call.
Okay, Nick, you okay with it?
Actually, not for the public hearing, no. Just when you.
In the public meeting.
Just when you adopt.
Yeah, when you don't have to do it for this.
Oh, okay.
So when we adopt the budget.
Then it has to be roll call.
In the public hearing, okay.
So we can just end the public hearing?
Yes, yep.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.